We are back from recess, and we are moving to, gentlemen, let's step down to, here we go. We'll stay on. Receipt, acceptance, and approval of financial statement.
We're putting our HR manuals.
Oh.
It was hung up.
Thank you. Gentlemen, we have in front of us a financial statement for the year 2013 prepared by the county clerk, assistance from the county auditor. Fair to say?
Move to approve financial statement for 2013.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the 2013 financial statement. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Sorry, Don, I still write 2013 on checks, so.
That's all right. That's no big deal. I'm glad we got a call. It's much better to be embarrassed here than in the newspaper.
There's one I haven't signed.
Thank you, Donna. Previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve minutes September 9th and 19th and October 7th of 2013, January 2nd and February 10th from 2014.
I'll make note of that.
With corrections?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes of September 9th and 19th and October 7th of 2013, minutes of January 2nd and February 10th of 2014, and a special note that there are comments from January 6th which are included. We did not have a quorum that day, but there were some comments that were placed upon the record. I think just a couple of announcements that they took note of. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we have a set of multiple set of executive session minutes that are in front of us. We went through those this morning in prelim session. I would like to hold these back, because there are a number of, for example, during budget meetings, we met with maybe six, seven, eight different officers in a day. It shows us going in and out. We were in exec session like eight different times, but it doesn't list who we went in with. I think that we need to have that added, so let's hold back on those if that's okay. I'd like to move to an intergovernmental agreement for 911 dispatch services.
This intergovernmental agreement
A year and a half, 2 years ago, Mayor Potter with the city of Forsyth Bend came to me. They had one dispatcher that they had full-time dispatching for their police department. They was going to have to upgrade their radios due to the narrow banding. It's going to be quite an expense to them. And we got the discussion going of combining their dispatch with ours. And so that's what we have done. And this is the second year of it. On this intergovernmental agreement, they sent their dispatcher over to our dispatch office. He works in there, dispatching primarily for them, but also assisting us whenever he's got time to do that. So it's no expense to the county. The city of Forsyth still pays all the salary and benefits. We just have him housed over here with us.
It's been working out pretty good?
Yes, working out well.
Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth for dispatch services.
Let it be noted that there is also our letter to us regarding this proposal from Commission Counsel Fred Cotty. And this is really the same agreement, is that what you stated?
Yes, it's identical to one signed last year.
Is there a similar one with the City of Forsyth?
This is with City of Forsyth.
I thought you said Marion Woods worked
for that. No, this is City of Forsyth.
Okay. Well, that's, I just misheard.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
Motion's made and second to approve the intergovernmental agreement for dispatch services by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth, known as file number 12-015CM. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next item of business we have is executive session. We have two or three issues to take up under that. Let me note that this coming Thursday, we're going to be having a roundtable discussion with those individuals within the county system that are involved in environmental services. There'll be a long executive session with commission counsel and special litigation counsel. There will also be board appointments. If you gentlemen remember last week, at the beginning of the week, we set aside some potential appointments, and we chose not to consider them today because we knew we were going to be gone for training. So just to remind you that we're going to have those coming up again this coming Thursday. And it looks like we are sessioned here, so we'll have the session here. Am I reading that right? I guess it doesn't matter if we're going into exec, but is there a motion to go into executive session?
Move to go into executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to go into executive session per section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brian aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. We will stand in executive session. I'd like us to go into recess for just a couple of minutes. Perhaps one of us can answer any questions media has, and then we'll handle what business we have in exec session.